This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to take the stretch, it changes.
Yeah, we hope. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas shows you guys with us, 215-592-9494. We're live today at Sterling Limousine and Transportation Service today. They were kind enough to be the winning bid for the Eagles Radiothon, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. So we get to be here today doing our show. Excited to do it. They're in Wrightstown, Pennsylvania. If you need a ride somewhere, they do everything, including bringing Hugh Douglas to work today.
They brought me to work today, and it was a joyful ride, man. It was quiet. I sat in that nice limo. Is it called a limo? Limo,
yeah,
SUV?
I guess they're all in
effect. The captain chair was nice, though.
Luxury Douglas.
Oh, man, I tell you, it's nice to sit in captain chairs in the back seat.
That's not a thing you get to do.
Not every day. Not every day, man. No. Shout out to all them people that drive them nice big old SUVs.
Yes, and shout out to Sterling for having us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. Do you expect a different Trey Turner this season as the Phillies seemingly are challenging him a little bit with the extra work at shortstop and making it clear that, hey, if he doesn't play well, he wasn't promised shortstop forever. Dave Dombrowski told the morning show a couple weeks ago. How about this? Early on in the poll, do you expect a different Trey Turner this season? We got close to a 50-50 split. 52% yes, 48% no on this one. I do not expect it. Look, I hope, like everyone else, that he has a great season and is an MVP candidate. I think those days are over for him, and I don't expect that. Let's hear from Trey talking about the idea of hitting leadoff this coming season.
What are your thoughts on possibly leading off? Have you and Swober talked about it? You and Rob talked about it. What are the thoughts there?
I mean, I think we're all in the same boat. I think we got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things, and we just want to win. So at the end of the day, we'll do whatever's asked of us. I don't think it's necessarily set in stone that I'm leading off per se yet, but for me, it's always been fun for me. I think I like scoring runs. I think I can score runs with the best of them. When I'm on the field, I'm healthy, and I can impact the game in a bunch of different ways. So if that's what they want me to do, I'm happy to do it. I've done it early in my career, and I like putting pressure on the other team over there.
Well, and that's what we would love for him to do. We'll see if he actually runs in the leadoff spot. And when he said that audio was from about a month ago. He didn't know then he was going to be leadoff hitter. We know this now. The Phillies are going to have two leadoff hitters. It's going to be Trey against lefties, Schwarber against righties, at least to start the season. Hugh, the interesting part is tomorrow they're going to face a lefty, right? So we're going to see the experiment on day one, right? Mm-hmm. If they were facing a righty, it would look more like last year because Schwarber would be the leadoff guy. But because it's a lefty tomorrow, we get to see the Trey Turner leadoff thing, boom, from opening day.
Yeah, I hope he gets off to a good start, man. I think that's for him, you know, me being a former athlete, you always want to start the season small. Like, You just want to, like, the small wins. It's like, hey, I just want to get a base hit. Start from there and take it from there. And that kind of gets the ball rolling. Get yourself in a position where you're comfortable with where you are and then just build off of that.
So Trey also was asked if he, you know, about the end of the season last year, what happened? And listen to his response. I thought this was interesting. And I'm not saying it's a crazy thing. I mean, he might not be the only one. It struck me how he responded here when asked about how last year ended and kind of moving forward into this season.
When you went back and watched some of your ABs maybe from September, from October, what stood out to you?
I didn't watch those. I mean, a lot of the similarities of just, you know, early here in 23. You know, it's kind of similar things, just trying a little too hard and wanting to do too much at times, and then it just, you know, snowballs and just it's not good, consistent baseball that I want to play personally. So, you know, I've obviously had really good stretches, but it's those downtrends have been really bad, whereas, you know, I feel like in the past that's not the case. So it's, you know, putting the ball in play more, taking walks, all those things. Obviously, you know, I know those things, but it's, you know, you're in the box, you got to do it. Yeah.
What do you make of what he said there? I mean, Hugh, you played a sport where when you guys won or lost, you watched the film, you made corrections, right? Mm-hmm. That's football.
Yeah.
And I know baseball's different. They're not going to watch every single at-bat every day. It's, you know, there's so many at-bats.
So many at-bats.
But him saying he didn't go back and watch his struggles for September and October, I would think if I was him, I'd want to see, what am I doing wrong there? Like, oh, my elbow's up a little too much. Like, mechanically, maybe he could have picked out something like, hey, that's why I was off. Kind of strikes me as weird that he wouldn't go back and look at his worst to see why it wasn't his best.
You know what's funny? And I would say in football, you have no choice. You got to watch the film, even when it's bad. But I'll equate it to something that even – to this day, I still don't like to listen to. I don't like to listen to my voice on the when you have to go in there and listen to the tapes or whatever. Thank you, Kyle. I knew you was gonna spool that up. Leave it to Kyle to keep me in perspective. But earlier in my career, I used to hate, and I still do to this day. No lie, I don't like the sound of my own voice.
I think a lot of people feel that way. Not about your voice, about their own voice.
And I remember when Andy Bloom used to be at the station a long time ago. He used to do sound checks.
Yep.
I used to hate those because I would hate to hear my voice. And I, you know, the corrections and things like that. You know, we've all done it. So I kind of get that, because you always feel like you've made mistakes. Now, equating it to football, when we had bad games, or if I had a bad game, I hated watching the film because I knew it was bad. But I would tell you the thing that got me kind of out of that, because it's bad. No lie, when you lose, it's bad. But it's never bad as you think it is, and you get the opportunity to correct yourself. But for Trey, he seems to me like, with the way that he trains and everything like that, that he knows when he's not playing well, and he strives to correct it. That's why I believe that this year is going to be different for him. To me, when we talked to him, Joe, those many moons ago, he struck me as a very, very prideful person.
Yeah, and even when he was on Afternoon a few weeks ago, right, when they were down and they had him this year, he does. I think he is prideful. And I hope he takes all this as a challenge, because the way I view it is they're challenging him to be great again.
That's what I think it is, too. That's why I believe he's going to be better. See, a lot of times, for those who did not play athletics and those that might not understand what he's saying, athletes internalize a lot of things. We have a strong sense of self. And you know, it's funny. The irony is, like, for example, I'm pretty sure we've all seen the Twitter beef between Asante Samuel and you know, Shannon Sharpe and Deion Sanders. Now, I don't know what side you're on, but I respect the fact that Asante has a strong sense of self, because that's what every athlete has. Trey Turner's no different. You don't get to this level and make that kind of money and not you're not aware of what's being said about you or your play, because that's what got you to where you are. So I feel strongly about him and his ability to bounce back.
So I agree. I hope you're right on that. And I do agree with you that most great athletes have that. I almost equate it to like an athletic arrogance or a confidence.
Yeah, it's exactly. Joe, that's the perfect way to say it. It is arrogance.
So, but with that, you also have to be open to, like,
change.
I might be wrong. Like, Trey Turner's done things his way since he was probably seven, and he's been maybe the best athlete everywhere he showed up since he was seven. And he's still a great athlete. But obviously what he did last year and the year before is not working the same way as it used to. So he's got to make changes. And until if he doesn't, I don't think it's going to be magic. Like, because we want him to be better, he's going to be better. Or the Phillies want him to be better, he'll be better. He's got to make meaningful changes to the plate and in the field. 215-592-9494. Do you expect a better Trey Turner this season? Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
3 days in a row, I'm on your side on things, Joe.
Wow, this might be a record, Jeff. This might be our record.
I think it is. Also, J-Roll speaks the truth. It's nice getting validated from what I've been saying for the last year about the leadoff situation. Except, I don't think Trey Turner has what it takes to be a leadoff hitter as far as his approach goes. He has the speed. You know, stolen bases in general have been down over the last 10 or 15 years. But there's two schools of thought. One is you put Trey Turner in the leadoff spot and you tell him that's your spot, take care of it. The other school is you got to get down in the lineup, further down in the lineup, and work your way back to the leadoff spot if you really want to be the leadoff spot. And he did not give himself a ringing endorsement when asked that question. He kind of was like, too many of these guys on this team, like, yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll see what happens, blah, 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 blah. Like, nobody's really putting their foot down and saying, this is my spot, except for Harper. And that doesn't have – that mentality doesn't work well with me as far as is this guy going to be the leadoff hitter? Because he's kind of a free swinger. Free swingers are not the guys you want in the leadoff spot because they're going to swing a lot of stuff. They're not going to take enough pitches, and they're not going to try to get on base like a leadoff hitter should. So I'm putting him down in the lower part of the order and making him work his way back. How could you expect him to do this when he hasn't done it at all since he's been here?
Yeah, it is funny. It's almost like they're promoting him with the hope that he succeeds instead of waiting for him to succeed and then promoting him. It's almost like, hey, we're going to elevate you and cross our fingers that you are what we thought you were.
But he doesn't even sound like he believes it, though.
I don't know what he believes. He didn't watch what he did wrong last year.
I don't know. I just know that if he does what a leadoff hitter does, he should be extremely successful at it because he has such good speed. And he needs to strike out less. And striking out one-third less and still have 90-some strikeouts, why would I want a 90-strikeout hitter in the leadoff spot?
Yeah, and he missed a bunch of games. So if he played all the games, although he struck out less percentage, he still would have struck out, 120 if he played more games because he had the injury last year.
I did like the one caller after Chris was talking about all these guys coming back from injuries, almost like Oprah. You get a second shot.
We'll forgive you. And you're right about that. And they did have a lot of that last year. And Jeff appreciated it. It's funny because I was riding around last night, Hugh, and I heard Jack Fritz at 6, and he mentioned the Phillies did have a lot of injuries last year. And he's right, and the last caller's right. But they also have been pretty lucky with injuries. I mean, Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola have been amazingly healthy, right? Pitchers break all the time. The Phillies starters have not broke. So I think the overall injury stuff for the Phillies has been pretty darn good the last few years. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go any further here, Hugh, you know what we have to do today?
What we got to do?
Well, we have to give away a prize. We have a $100 gas card to Sunoco here to give away on the show. Get the highest level performance from your car with 94 octane. $100 to give away. And how about we play a little game? You know what it's called. Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Hughes Clues and you.
Yeah. You know what? When I was riding in this morning, I was thinking, been getting a lot of heat for these clues, man.
A lot.
Y'all are relentless in the mean and hurtful things.
I mean, some of it is justified.
It's not. It's not.
It's like when y'all, I said Trey is not really a shortstop. That's justified.
No,
it might be mean-spirited,
not,
but it's justified.
It's a little mean-spirited, man. It hurt my feelings just a little bit. So I'm going to throw you a bone today.
Oh.
I'm throwing you a bone.
Generous.
And I tell you what, it's different than the bone that I threw yesterday because y'all got mad at me about that one too. So here's a good clue. Now, this is a really, really good clue. So y'all got to pay attention. Listen to it right now. Y'all ready? They ready, Kyle? Are they ready? Should I give them a little bit more time? Or are they ready right now?
I don't know. Like if you say, I think if you ask them if they're ready about three more times, maybe they will be.
Okay. Okay, y'all ready? Listen now.
Filibuster.
Famous trio that used to be a foursome. That sounds funny when you say it like that.
Well, that's your clue. Foursome. All right. So a famous
trio that used to be a foursome.
Okay.
Used to be four members, but now it's three.
Okay. Famous trio.
And they're famous.
That used to be a foursome. You know what? I actually appreciate today. So because Hugh took the limousine up here, right? He took the ride up here. You got to workshop this whole thing before you even got here.
No, listen.
Didn't have to worry about driving any of that stuff.
I find it hilarious how, you know, certain things. And I told you this morning. I was riding up 95. This ain't my first rodeo. This is not the first time that I've ridden up 95. But this was the first time that I noticed that there was an oil refinery.
You know, well, when you're not driving, you see different things.
Yes, you do. And it's a big old pile of dirt on 95. I'm like, well, what is that? Like, it was just cool to sit and just take in the scenery during rush hour traffic. It was pretty cool to see that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you were able to do it and get the ride here, because Hughes Clues was born from that today. 215-592-9490 for your guesses there for Hughes Clues. The winner to, when you get it, a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Do you expect a different Trey Turner this season? Patty in Newtown, which is basically where we're at this today. What's up, Patty?
Yeah, I didn't realize you guys were going to be there. Is the public allowed to come?
So, you know, Patty, we didn't ask that question, but the doors are open. I mean, they're open for business here.
I don't know if they.
So if Patty wants to come by and say hi, I think people
roll in. And yeah. Like,
it is pretty big. They have plenty of space.
No, you know what this reminds me of?
It's a cool place.
This reminds me of?
What's that?
A barn, though.
It does. It's shaped like a barn.
It's like a barn, though.
Patty, what do you feel in this morning? Trey Turner, you expect him to be different this season?
I do. I just need everyone to be healthy. You know, Harper, be healthy the whole year, and let's see what you can do. Same with Trey Turner. But I have a suggestion of what they should do with him.
Oh, what is it?
It is put him in front of the king of hitting into double plays, Castellanos. And that's where he should be. And always steal second, although that's hard because Castellanos swings at the first pitch every time. But the problem with him being in front of Harper is that he said this, and I believe him. He feels like he's taking the bat out of Harper's hands if he steals second, because they'll just intentionally walk Harper then.
Yeah, that's a good point. Patty, it's a good point. Also, some hitters, and I don't know if Bryce is like this, but some hitters don't love when a runner is running while they're hitting. Like, it distracts them in their vision. So there's also that. Like, that might be another part of it, that maybe he doesn't want to distract Bryce as he's hitting.
That's a lot.
It is, but it's at least, I mean, these guys are there.
I will say this. That's a lot of thinking for guys that said they go to the plate and don't think when they're at the plate. That's
some of them, a whole lot
of things.
Yeah, I do think you're outside the box idea, Patty, of the Castellanos idea, because he does. Him and Bohm do ground into a lot of double plays. If Turner could steal and we avoid those, I'd be into that idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good one.
Patty, what do you got for us? A guess for Hughes Clues this morning. What are you thinking?
I needed more time to think, and I don't even know the math on this one, but all I could come up with is surviving presidents.
Surviving presidents. Patty, not it, but we're looking for a famous trio today that Hugh uncovered was actually at one point a quartet. Is that what you say?
Yeah, it was a quartet.
Foursome. Quartet. Which one do you like better, foursome or quartet?
Foursome. It just sounds weird. I would have rode him until he told me no. Until that went, and I just, you know, leaned.
You
in
walked the, right into that one.
Kyle got it going on over there.
Well, I mean, we left him today, so he's
a little salty.
Yeah, right. John in Langhorne is up. What's up, John?
Hey,
hey, John.
Hey, when it comes to Trey, man, I don't know what to expect. I want to expect him to hit what it says on the back of his baseball card. If he does that, we're fine, right? Also, I want to quote a famous philosopher that I would like to take credit for, and I'm going to say that if you do what you did, you're going to get what you got. And if the Phillies keep rolling out the same lineup order, they're going to get what they got. Just like after we won in 2008, they rolled out the same team for 3 years, and each year it got worse and worse and worse until they had to blow it up.
Well, it did, and when players get older, they usually don't get better. It's funny you said that, John, with the back of the baseball card, because I agree with you, right?
That was Topper's go-to, wasn't it?
Yeah, if he is the player he's supposed to be or has been, we'll be fine, and he'll be fine. I just wonder, What trade do we have now, right? Because, like, you look at his baseball card before he got to Philadelphia, John, and it was a 302 batting average and an 842 OPS, and he stole a lot of bases. That's great. Since he got here, though, he's a 279 hitter with a 791 OPS, right? So if he's the back of his baseball card before he got to Philadelphia, that's a darn good player. If it's the one here, it's like, that's not great. Yeah, me exactly. Right. Totally.
I hear you. That's it, brother.
You got – or give us a guess, John. What do you got? A famous trio.
Dude, are we talking musical?
Well,
no,
we can't
talking
tell
trio.
We can't tell. I mean, maybe, but we can't give – that's, you know, that'd be too
not
many clues.
Not how the game works.
Yeah, John.
I got nothing, man. I got nothing. Sorry.
All right, John, you got it. I'm not to be sorry. I'm not to apologize. I mean, we're trying to give you a prize here. Hugh, you ready to get roasted for these clues?
That's a good clue.
I know, but John had no answer. That's on you.
Okay, I'm sorry, John, but I said a famous trio. Think about it. Think outside the box. Like, think about trios. Think about potential trios. I'll take one off the board for you. Was it Diana Ross and the Supremes? The Supremes.
Yeah.
That was three of them, right? Or was it four?
Well, I mean.
It was four,
you're the
right?
one that tried to take it off the board. You don't even know.
Yeah, I screwed up. Ava just told me, yeah, it was you. It was four.
Okay, let's.
And In Vogue off the board, too, because that's four.
Right, come on.
But then they went to three.
Yeah, but you're looking for trios.
Yeah, but they used to be. They were three.
Okay, and
they used to be four, but now it's
so
three.
So that would have worked.
Yeah, that would have worked.
Okay.
I was right. The Supremes. I was right. See, I was right. It used to be four, though, I think.
You don't get to win the prize. You're shouting you were right.
I was right.
No one cares.
I'll take another one off the board. TLC used to be four people.
Stop. But stop.
Okay, stop fine. Taking answers off the board.
I'm just trying
doing?
To help these people.
I feel like it's the morning show here. They're taking big answers off the board.
I feel kind of bad because the first person he has the questions. You can't ask those kind of questions. It's Hugh's clue.
We're going to get Hugh and his feelings all day over this stuff. Now, I actually think this is a really interesting one when we finally land on the answer. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard on this Wednesday, one day away. You got Phillies fever here, Hugh Douglas?
Phillies fever. Not for that song, though, but I just felt like saying
come on.
No, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, we're going to play that a lot tomorrow. You better get ready.
No. Yesterday when I picked up my credentials and walked into the ballpark, I did get a little excited, except for the lady that I was trying to park. She parked, like, I'm driving this big-ass truck, and she pulled up right, like, she pulled up so close. I'm like, lady, that's kind of close. Like, give me some room to maneuver.
Yeah, it was a small area to park in.
Yeah, she pulled.
No, but I agree with you. Going again, because we both were there around the same time, right, after the show yesterday.
It felt a little buzz.
It felt like spring. There was people at the ballpark.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
It made you feel like, man, we're really close to baseball now. 215-592-9494. Here's what we got coming up on the show. A lot here. Elliot's going to join us. Elliot has been on. Elliot's having himself a week.
I saw one of them tweeters he did.
He's got a lot. So we gotta go after Elliot for some of this stuff. Some of it I actually think was really interesting and kind of spawned the afternoon show discussion yesterday. But we'll get to Elliot on all things here with his takes. And we're about a month away from the NFL draft. Eagles are having visits. We'll talk to Elliot about that. Daily Mock at 1 o'clock coming up later in the show. We will get to the John Tortorella audio that everyone's been talking about today because, I mean, that guy just sounds like he's trying to get himself fired here. I mean, it's like he wants out.
He's trying.
Yeah.
He did a pretty damn good job.
Yeah, he might. All right. Back to the calls in the site on Trey Turner. Do you expect a different trade this season? Your guess is for Hugh's Clues and more from J-Roll on Trey at the leadoff spot and whether or not he might change his approach at the plate. Is that fair to expect, or is this who he is? We'll talk about it next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air, people. It's about time to take those cooking and grilling outside. It's time to go outside and start cooking. That's what it is. That's what I was trying to say, but I said it too fast. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy marinated tenderloin is on the grill from Hatfield, and over on the flat top, you got some bacon sizzling to perfection. That's what I'm talking about. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you, and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.